connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian Teaching and Talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. It is always our prayer that you will hear intently, that you would be inspired, encouraged, educated, illuminated with the truth based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Let me remind you once again that as we face the issues, we do not do so based on political rhetoric. We do not base our issues and our decisions on denominational dogma, but we base it on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word. I call it the truth book, the Word of God. From Genesis 1:1 through Revelation chapter 22, God's progressive revelation is given to man, showing us what God has done, is doing, and shall do if we simply lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge Him and allow Him to direct our path. Ladies and gentlemen, as you've heard me say many, many times on this broadcast, I go back to what I call the woe chapter, Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5 has got woe after woe after woe after woe, but you get down to verse 20, and the scripture says, woe unto them, and the word woe from the Hebrew text, transliterated or translated, simply means calamity. And so the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, to put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And I think that's exactly what we see taking place in America today. That's exactly what we've seen take place in the recent days with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. That's what we've seen with the socialist, Marxist, communist media and their commentary in relationship to Charlie Kirk's murder, his assassination. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'll tune in tomorrow, we're going to cover that in depth as to who Charlie Kirk was, what he did, what he said, and what it redounds to even today and where it's headed in our society. So we're not going to talk about that today, but I want you to understand that we are going to talk about it intensely tomorrow. And so I pray that you'll tune in even tomorrow as we talk about that. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, should Big Pharma be charged with murder? I'm going to let that sink in a moment. Should Big Pharma be charged with murder? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the Word of God. In John 8:31 and 32, the Scripture says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Bible records that declaratory statement about the Word of God. Thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, we find then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So listen, regardless of the direction of culture, regardless of the direction of the political agenda, regardless of the direction of what may be said theologically, socially, Marx, and the Marxist media and otherwise, we can depend on the truth of the Word of God. It's always true, never modulating, never changing, never something that has to be updated or modified in any fashion. But the problem that I see today is so many disagree with and want to out of hand reject truth. And again, I'll use Charlie Kirk as an illustration. Charlie Kirk was conservative individual. He was heavily involved in the political move for conservatives. In fact, he was able to get 20% of the youth, the young voters, to vote for President Trump in 2024. Even President Trump in the memorial service said that Charlie Kirk is the one that won the election for him for the 47th presidency. So I'm thankful for that. But the leftists in America today, the socialist, Marxist, communist dictators that are called Democrats, are now claiming that he was preaching and teaching hate. It is taking the truth and modulating the truth and giving a half-truth and making it a whole lie. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that's factual today. That is real truth today. We see that taking place today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said the decline of America is based on the death of truth. This is part of what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our churches. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned when I see so many today that saying that no such thing is absolute truth. I'm looking at an article that says Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And the article goes on to say, America's institutions are suffering from a collapse in public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. One could be forgiven for believing that government must be the most important, given its pervasiveness in our lives and its law enforcement powers. And it goes on to talk about in education, it's fashionable in academia today, and it has been for decades, that truth is relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception or cultural mores, or even that there's no such thing as absolute truth. I go back to a 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of brands for the homeowner like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, and they have a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about hurricane preparedness equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about power backup equipment, and the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Listen. There's a benchmark, an identifier, on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, we'll open our telephone lines. Before we do, I'm going to finish a brief monologue and then introduce to you our special guest today and ask you, if you would, to keep the calls focused on the subject today. It's imperative that we do so because the physician that we have with us will be answering questions in relationship to Big Pharma, the COVID vax, the COVID lies, and what's taking place now under the leadership of President Trump and Robert Kennedy and what they're doing to set the record straight and unpeel the onion of Big Pharma lies that we've been told for several years now. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation, yea, even around the world, the entire globe, has suffered, and millions have died as a result of what we're now told was COVID vax virus, or the COVID-19 virus, and the vaccination that they claimed would save us from the virus. Ladies and gentlemen, the same time the Marxist media, the woke, progressive, democratically controlled left, kept all of the Americans in the lurch with lockdowns, false, fake mask lies, social distancing, and frightening millions to line up like blind sheep to simply get the jab in the arms, thinking that somehow, some way, that would protect them from what we were told was a pandemic that was going to kill everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, today, millions, as a result of the vaccination, are sterilized. Many are paralyzed. Many have ailments that will last them the rest of their lives, causing them to be totally dependent upon Big Pharma for medications to survive for the rest of their lives. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new sheriff in town. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful every time I think about the fact of what President Trump has done, been able to accomplish since he went into office. And Robert Kennedy now, as Secretary of the Health and Human Services, are unpeeling what I call the Big Pharma lies. We were lied to about the efficacy of the COVID shot. We were lied to about the benefit of the mask. We were lied to about the benefit of social distancing. We were lied to about the so-called human studies and the falsifying of the Big Pharma studies. Now that Robert Kennedy is in office, ladies and gentlemen, he has said no more mandated COVID vaccinations. We're going to talk about that this broadcast today. We're going to talk about the where he has canceled. Listen, I'm looking at a headline. Robert Kennedy just announced HHS will no longer fund mRNA shots developing flu and COVID, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a need to recognize that we've been lied to and to have some official information from medical sources that's not biased in the thinking, the research, and what has been done. So I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, to have with us today on Let's Face the Issues a medical expert, one that I believe we can depend on with truth. He has had the privilege of publishing two books about COVID. In fact, one of them is called Sanctioned, The COVID Murders. And then the other is talking about the heroes and the villains in COVID and what had taken place. Ladies and gentlemen, the what I call expert, and I don't know if he agrees with my position or not, but what I call the expert on the COVID vaccine, the Big Pharma lies, and what the nation had been told about the vaccinations, and the Trump administration now saying, no, 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 we're not going to follow that anymore. I am thankful that we have one that can answer our questions, I believe, about these issues. Ladies and gentlemen, we are welcoming today Dr. Reed Sheftall, a heart surgeon, plastic surgeon, MIT graduate, and one that's an author of two books, examining and exposing the COVID lies. I'm thankful to have Dr. Sheftall with us today. Doctor, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to what God is going to say through you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. My time I've spent with you over the last, let's say, month or so, mm-hmm. has really been an inspiration. You're an amazing person, and I love it every time I know that the next day I'm going to be coming to speak with you.
Amen. Well, we're delighted to have you, and I don't want to put you on the spot as to the build-up, but let me just ask you if you would, and some people feel a little uncomfortable with this, I'm not asking you to do anything, but give our listeners just a little blurb of your historic background, your reputation, your expertise, and what you've done, and the reason you're at the microphone today.
Well, I'll do my best. Sometimes it's difficult to talk about yourself.
I understand.
You've hit on a lot of it already. I received an undergraduate degree in physics from MIT. And if you notice, my voice is a little bit rough this morning. It's because, as you know, I've been diagnosed with cancer, and it's in my head and neck. Primarily, it's in my neck, and it's starting to impinge maybe a little bit on my vocal cords. Mm-hmm. So that's I apologize for that.
Well, we'd like invite our listeners to continue in prayer for you, for the healing, and for what God will do in taking care of that.
Yeah, I just wanted to apologize for the gruffy voice because I kind of talk like this anyway, you know. But so I did my undergraduate at MIT in physics, and then I taught physics for 1 year at USC out in California, and then I started medical school, and that was done at the University of South Florida down in Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. And from that point, it was a matter of doing general surgery first, then plastic surgery, and then after about 21 years of plastic surgery, which I continued on after that 21 years, I just added pediatric cardiac surgery to it. Because in the charity that I had started called Operation Kids, we had children coming in barefooted with congenital heart anomalies and no one to do the surgery. So I went ahead back to training and got the training necessary to be able to do that safely. And I did it for about 10 years until I retired this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thankful for you and for your expertise. Take a moment before we get into further into the subject matter today. Tell me about, and our listeners, about your two books. One of them is entitled Sanction, the COVID Murders. Why is it called that, and why is it important for an individual that's interested and concerned to go online and find our website, conservative.edu, scroll down to the bookstore, and you'll find this high-profiled. So tell us about the book Sanction, the COVID Murders, and then tell us a little about your book, Heroes and Villains, the COVID-19 Book of List. Tell us about those two books.
Okay, you've introduced those two books in reverse chronological order. I wrote the Heroes and Villains book first, so let me talk about Sanction, the COVID Murders, which is my most recent one now. It's a 2,000-page book, if you can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't ask everyone to read it in one sitting. So I've broken it up into 6 volumes for the readers. And each volume is about 300 or 400 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to cover everything there is to do with COVID. The first volume, which is already available, as you mentioned, is called Sanction, the COVID Murders, Volume 1, A Tale of Two Viruses, which is kind of interesting because viruses themselves do not exist.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I have A Tale of Two Viruses is one virus, as we all know, was manufactured and toyed with, experimented with in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Weaponized.
Well, gain-of-function experiments were performed on
it. Yes, absolutely.
Because I must say that there are people in the world, unfortunately, who would like to be able to create a device that they could spread throughout the world for nefarious purposes and hurt people with it. Mm-hmm. And that's what the experiments were focused on. They failed at it. They weren't able to do it. And they also pretended to discover a virus in the lungs of a 41-year-old Chinese man, a Chinese man who was found at the Hunan Seafood Wet Market. You do remember the wet market theory, don't you?
Yes.
Doctor?
It was a lie, but go ahead.
That's correct. It was a lie. It was debunked, that theory. As soon as, and what's sad to me is that as soon as the wet market theory was debunked, that should have been the end of this whole thing.
Right.
But for some reason, people wanted to continue to believe that a novel coronavirus caused all these cases of pneumonia,
mm-hmm.
okay, which they hadn't caused at all. Those pneumonia cases had the same exact symptoms as all the other 2,000 cases in Wuhan hospitals at the time.
Yes.
Atypical pneumonia. Atypical pneumonia just means we know you have pneumonia, we're not sure what's causing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The reason I know that the second type of pneumonia there did not exist and certainly was not caused by a novel coronavirus was because we proved that the virus did not exist the three ways that are normally used to prove that a virus exists by Dr. Fan Wu, who is the Chinese researcher assigned to the case. And I've gone over those three ways a number of times on our show. And people can certainly go back and listen to my explanation of it, unless you'd like to hear a synopsis
no,
right
but
now.
But the point is, you cover that in your book.
Yes, and it's covered in the book, most certainly.
Let's take a moment. I believe Greg is on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, I've got several comments, and I'm not sure what all of you covered. I'm glad the doctor's on with you today. I have things to cover from Jimmy Kimmel and freedom of speech to the vaccine and potential detoxing. On the Kimmel thing, it's amazing how, you know, the entire left is screeching and scrawling and having fits about Jimmy Kimmel being booted. Now, of course, his numbers, Arbitron or whatever you want to call them, Arbitron, that's radio, though, I think. What do they call it in TV? His numbers were horrible. Apparently, in a major demographic, he was only at 129,000 a night. And you have podcasters that are doing that for free. But regardless, you know, he whines about, and the left whines about their free speech being infringed. Well, Jimmy Kimmel and the entire left celebrated, just howled in celebration when Donald Trump's free speech was completely shut down. They howled with excitement when Donald Trump was at risk of being placed in jail and having his entire fortune stripped away from him. So it's amazing how they howl, you know, about losing some free, it's not free speech. You're a hired contractor for a company that's losing money. I think $40 million a year being lost, on Jimmy Kimmel. And, you know, as free speech goes, 54 or 56 times Facebook squelched my free speech when it comes to this exact topic, this topic of COVID and things the like. And they squelched my free speech at the behest of the government that said anything that touches vaccines, anything that touches bears, anything that touches COVID, just shut it down. And, you know, I have a list, by the way. I have a picture of the list of times that they squelched me. They shut me down. They suspended me for 10 days or 30 days or said my range would be limited or whatever the terminology was. But on the issue of the COVID vaccine, has the Ford study hit yet in mass? I think there's supposed to be a documentary on the 3rd. What can you tell us about the Ford study? And then I've got one more comment or question.
The Ford study you're talking about, if I'm not mistaken, I have a an article on that, and I'll touch on that and then see what Dr. Sheltal has to say in relationship to it. Here's the article. Buried Vax, Unvax study finally sees the light of day, and the results are staggering. In 2016, Dr. Marco Zevero agreed to do the unthinkable, to test the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. Convinced it would prove vaccines are safe, he vowed to publish the results no matter what. Those results never saw the light of day until now. And here's talking about the one that carried out the study. He did a cross path with health freedom journalists who urged him to take on something of public health and avoided the decade that had been avoided for decades. A study of comparing the health outcomes of the vaccinated and unvaccinated children. And the bottom line is, Greg, if I'm not mistaken, it goes on to prove that without a question, here's the end result of it. Vaccinated children were over four times more likely to have asthma diagnosed than the unvaccinated. They also had a six-fold increase in acute and chronic ear infections. Speech disorders were 4.47 times higher in the vaccinated group compared to the unvaccinated. Meanwhile, the unvaccinated cohort showed zero cases of brain dysfunction, diabetic disabilities and learning, intellectual disabilities, ties, or other psychological disorders. This is devastating. Goes on to say, this study should have been rushed to publication on an emergency basis, but I made a footnote on that. Big Pharma buried the study. So, Dr. Sheftal, what are your thoughts? Is this study correct in your opinion, or what are your thoughts?
Yes, we have plenty of information along those lines from previous studies of vaccines. Now, the thing that's tricky about it is the information comes from VAERS, and only about 1% of side effects are actually reported through VAERS, because the process itself is so tedious. Okay?
Yeah.
So just bear that in mind, that you're seeing numbers that are way underreported.
Yes.
And it still wins out, meaning VAERS shows that the number of side effects is much, much greater with the vaccine than it is with not taking it.
Yes.
Much.
That's what this study that Greg is talking about.
Yes.
The study that shows that we have been lied to. That's the bottom line.
Yes, we've been lied to. Greg, and Greg brought up a lot of points there, which were very important. But he's absolutely right about the side effects in the children. There's a matter of fact, there's a very famous graph that I believe I'll be putting in one of my next volumes that show the Cartesian coordinate system and what happens when you get vaccinated versus not. And when you don't get vaccinated, the number of side effects is almost a horizontal line at zero. And when you do get vaccinated, the line is very high.
Sparks.
Yeah, it's very, very high compared to the unvaccinated line.
Yes.
For every childhood disease.
Greg, I'm sure you're familiar with the fact that Robert Kennedy now has said that there would be no forced vaccination, no mandated vaccination, and we have those on television, the Marxist media and the Communist News group, and the screaming of the left, saying that millions of children are going to die because they're not forced to get a vaccination. Now, Dr. Shaftal, respond to this for me. One of the things that I had to ask you is that true? Right now, a parent can go to the physician and ask the physician, that child can get measles shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what the CDC has been saying needed to be, now Robert Kennedy is saying, parents, you don't have to get all of those, 73 shots by the time that child is 17 years old? So do you think kids are going to die as a result of not being forced to get a vaccination, but yet having the privilege to get one if they want to?
Of course not. The thing that bothers me about it is anyone that has that kind of obtuse attitude about vaccines needs to be talked to. And one thing they need to review from their medical school days is the major histocompatibility complex. Because remember, this vaccine is different than all other vaccines that have come before it, because the platform is different. In this vaccine, they are asking our bodies, our cells, to produce the antigen. And whenever a foreign protein is produced in the human body, and certainly the spike protein qualifies as a foreign protein. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you more about that if you'd like to in a minute. But whenever a foreign protein is produced in our cells, the class 1 major histocompatibility complex proteins and the CD8 T killer cells work together to destroy that cell. And because the lipid nanoparticle, which is the carrier for the modified RNA vaccine, work together to kill the cell that it's produced. The lipid nanoparticle does not need a receptor to get inside a cell and to kill it and to deliver the messenger RNA, the modified RNA, inside the cell. You don't need a receptor like the ACE2 receptor you might have remembered from the virus. We're talking about the vaccine now, and there's no receptor required. So this thing is I call it a license to kill.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's absolutely what it is, because if the doctor that you happen to have doesn't remember the major histocompatibility complex, I strongly suggest that you do not get any vaccines for your children until that is reviewed by your doctor and by you. It was a difficult thing to learn in medical school, and it's still a difficult thing to understand. But it's something you must learn about before you agree to have this injected into your child.
Absolutely. Greg, any other thoughts or comments for the doctor?
I have a question, and then I'm going to have to go. And, doctor, I would like to know, because I believe in the next 30, 60, 90 days, the number one search on the Internet will be detox. Detox. Is there a legitimate detox for the adjuvants, aluminum or thimerosal, the mercury agent, knowing that those agents assist these vaccines, and I do air quotes around vaccines because I think a lot of them are no longer vaccines, particularly the COVID vaccines. But regardless, since there's a definitive danger risk associated with penetrating that blood-brain barrier, and these adjuvants doing that, and the caustic nature of aluminum, thimerosal, the mercury that's a component of thimerosal, is there a way to get that out of your body? Is there a way to legitimately detox from aluminum, mercury, thimerosal?
Greg, if you would hold your thought there, we got a forced break for our top of the news hour. So if you would hang in there, Dr. Sheftall will answer that right after the news. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
D.U.
WTRJ Orange Park.